Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Biggs was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
On Deep and Nasty Productions.
Making women justice like,
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. We're going to do an early prediction and preview show for Saul Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Triple G Golovkin. The fight taking place on HBO pay-per-view Saturday night. You can also catch that pay-per-view on ringtv.com or wherever pay-per-views are sold, right? They're going to be having it on Fathom Events in the theater. So however you want to watch this one, you can. You can join us live from T-Mobile, live from Las Vegas, and partake in our two weigh-in shows, pre and post, plus our pre-fight hype show and pre-last-minute prediction show on Saturday, live from Beer House. So definitely check us out. And if not, catch us anywhere around the world via three-camera live stream right here on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Today, we're going to do, like the title says, a little bit of previews and predictions. We're going to give our take because we're going to be traveling tomorrow. So not a lot of people know about this, so a lot of people will be mad about this. Maybe tomorrow we get to Vegas and we can do something, but always going to be difficult to do anything in terms of callers without having being here at the studio. But let me go ahead and introduce my co-host and get this thing started. Michael Gross.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Red winner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yo, prediction day. Fight weekend, Canelo Triple G. Two live shows in Vegas, Friday and Saturday. Oh, man. TBV, Las Vegas. I'll be there. Ness will be there. Dumi will be there. Enrique will be there. Run G will be there. Is that it? I don't know. But I'm ready to get my prediction, and I'm ready for the show, and I'm ready for a great weekend. What about you?
I mean, I'm ready, man, even though I'm a bit saddened about the price. You know, I know this is more about previews and predictions and not about the price, but I guess the price is a preview of what we have to pay. Normally, I would, go to the live fight and have this one paid for so that I could come back and watch and catch the telecast. But at a ticket price of $95, I'm just not finding it the right decision to make. As far as preview or prediction, I'll get out the way. I'm going with Canelo again. I believe he'll do it. Triple G will have to convince me otherwise.
Yeah, after the live fight chat we had and the recap show we had, you pointed out Triple G just looks old then. So a year later, he's got a little bit older. So I'm going with Canelo, and I think this time it will be Canelo by a stoppage. First time Triple G gets stopped.
Yeah, that's a little bit far-fetched because he's never really showed signs of being hurt. You know, I know Canelo likes to think that he hurt him because he made him take a step back. But, you really got to hurt a guy to knock him out, and we haven't seen that. Canelo landed a big roundhouse right hand on the button. Nothing really happened. So, I'm going with Canelo for the win, but stoppage I think is just a little extreme.
Hey. You gotta be ballsy around here, man. My guy Daniel went for the draw last time, which I thought draw was kind of would have been like a little bit far fetched too, but it happened. So Canelo by KO, late rounds, by 10th round.
I mean, if I were you, I would look at what that money's looking like for sure. That's right, man. You know, for
I'm going to put my money where my mouth is.
No, I'm just saying, if you're going to bet on late rounds, then, you know, it's probably best to get some prop bets. Like, we got Alvarez Golovkin goes the distance. That's not a good bet. It's at minus 230. So okay, they're expecting the bookies are expecting this one to probably go the distance, right? You got another little bet there. Fight won't go the distance. But remember what I just said. Bookies are expecting this one to go 12. So, boom, they're offering you plus 190. So, at least that's good for you, who you think Canelo's going to stop him. This way, it doesn't just have to be Canelo to stop him. It could be Triple G stops Canelo, and you still make money on a plus 190. So, if you put 100, you get your 100 back, plus you get another 190 profit. Alvarez wins inside the distance. So that's another bet for you. That's Alvarez stopping him, no specific round, or Alvarez getting a stoppage, some sort of win, no specific round. You ready for this? Plus $800. So you put 100, you make 850 plus your 100 back.
Yeah, I'm going to put 100 down.
Not Alvarez inside the distance. I have no clue what that means. What do you think that means? Not Alvarez inside the distance. Is that a typo? Not Alvarez inside the – no clue. But that's minus 1,300. So, I don't know.
Damn. What does that even mean?
I don't know. Maybe knocking out Alvarez inside the – I have no clue. Alvarez wins by 12-round decision – is a plus 200. Not enough money for me to bet that.
Nah.
They're not offering enough. Here goes another one again. Not Alvarez by 12-round decision is minus 241. We need Bruce on the job. What is that?
Got to be meaning Triple G by stoppage or by decision. That's the only way that I see it. Yeah, call your boy Bruce. People in the chat, if you guys were Mike and you heard that plus 800 for Canelo by KO, what would you do? Taking into consideration, I'm only going to bet between 50 and about 100 bucks.
Betting bookie, Bruce from Pittsburgh, says all that means is that Alvarez won't win inside the distance. So that's not good money. So they're expecting Triple G to knock out Alvarez because it's a minus 241 on not Alvarez by 12-round decision. Golovkin wins inside the distance, which means he gets a win before the 12th round. That's plus 291. Damn, so they're saying Golovkin has less of a chance to get a knockout than Canelo does. So at least feel a little bit happy there.
I thought they're saying that Triple G has more of a chance if it's 291 for him.
No, they're offering you more, it's because the probability is less. That's how.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Canelo's was plus 800, right?
For KO. Alvarez wins inside the distance. Yes, plus 800. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
They're expecting.
Golovkin.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep it going. This is pretty fun. What do we got? We got Alvarez Golovkin draw. That one is a plus 1600.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, wow.
50-50.
Oh, wow. Bruce, give me a text on this. Fight, not a draw, minus 2,500?
Yeah, yeah. So, that means you got to
bet a whole shitload of money just to make money on that one. But at least you know you'll make money because, you know, like, how many times is it going to be a draw?
I think, man, shit, the way HBO going, I wouldn't be surprised if this shit comes out as another draw.
Hmm. So what else we got?
Hold on. The draw is plus 1600.
Yeah.
So that I might go 50 for the draw and then 50 for the Canelo knockout.
You wishing on a star for real this time around. I hit it.
800.
All you need is a dollar in a dream, right? That's how they say. What else we got? We got Golovkin wins or a draw is -162. That's not even good money. What's the sexy bets here, bro? Alvarez points handicap +3.5, -140. That doesn't even sound good. I don't know.
Gotta be bold.
Let me see. He sent me a lot of prop bets, so we got to see what else they got.
So hold on. When Danny did the Canelo draw, he said it was a 40-1.
Danny did the Canelo draw. Oh, yeah, you got to ask Danny. I don't remember, but yeah, it was something big.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I think it was like 40-1. Oh, look at
this. Well, this is actually – oh, no, this is good. This is good, right? Plus means you make money.
Yeah.
So Golovkin wins by any decision. That's a good bet right there, Bruce. +187.
Nah.
What you mean? He could win by like technical knockout, decision, points, UD, yeah, majority decision.
What's the Canelo wins by any decision?
What's Canelo win by any decision? I haven't gotten there yet. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I mean, any other result, -227. What is that? That's so weird. Fight ends in technical decision. Wow. What's a technical decision? We need the right terminology. Can you see? Yo, they're giving you +2575. That's a lot of dough.
I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck that even means, though, bro. A technical a decision? Like, what is that? Somebody in chat, help us out. What is a technical decision?
It includes KOs, TKOs, and winning by disqualification.
So
I'm assuming the opposite of that. I don't know. I could be wrong. Alvarez wins by KO or unanimous decision. That's what you need to bet right there, bro. Look at what this. Well, nah, the other one was better, right? It was +850. This one's +308. But you get two wins. You can win by KO or decision.
Yeah, that ain't bad. That ain't bad.
Safer bet.
I just think, man, Canelo, just like the way I've seen, like what I said was the last fight that he came in too big. I thought he was too big. And from the looks of it, he had slimmed down. So I'm expecting more movement. And then he got that knee fixed while he was suspended. So that could help him out too. So it's I'm expecting big things from Canelo.
I think it's a pretty decent bet too. Golovkin wins by KO or unanimous decision +133.
Bet 100, win 100.
You should be able to make a little bit of money on that.
I think the sexiest ones was the draw, that the draw happening again, and the Canelo by KO, and the technical decision +2575. That's a lot.
Well, Bruce sent me a message saying that these fights that I'm about to read off are the best prop bets.
Okay. So
it starts off with obviously Alvarez wins by KO or unanimous decision, which is a +308. You could also go with the opposite of that and say Alvarez wins by any other result, not named KO or unanimous decision, and you'll only get -368 on that, which that bet makes no sense.
No.
Golovkin wins by KO unanimous decision +133. Any other result, -153. Alvarez wins by unanimous decision, which is probably more likely, right? Well, unanimous isn't likely. That's unanimous is UD, which means, oh, yeah, it means two out of the three, right?
No, all three. It means all three judges.
So what's majority?
Two out of the three.
Ah, okay. So
two out of three majority.
Unanimous is difficult. That means all three judges got to get it, but they're offering you a +425. So then any other result is a -675, which is ridiculous again with that bet.
But that 425 might be good, though. That might be a good bet right there.
I mean, a little prop bet, you know, drop a little of 25 spot, maybe a 20 spot on that.
Yeah, because even if it's like 115, 113, and just won by a round, if all three of them got it like that, then you won.
Yeah, but you still got to bank on three judges not giving Triple G any card.
No. That means like a 115, 113, 114, 113. As long as all three cards are like that, then you're good. So 115, long as all three cards have Canelo winning in some kind of way and like no draw on them, then you're good.
All right, we got some more here. We got Alvarez wins by split decision, +570. Alvarez wins by majority decision. That is +1300.
So how do you win on a majority decision? I thought split decision was 2 out of 3. Majority decision is what exactly?
Well, Chris Camillo says majority decision equals 2 winning cards and a draw. Split decision equals 2 winning cards and a losing card.
Thank you, Chris.
Very confusing is what I know. That's why it's better off just to win and don't leave it up to these fucking judges.
Like my guy Shadowboxer said, just wilder it.
Yeah, right.
Fuck a goddamn be judge.
Alvarez wins by technical decision. That's where the money's at, but I bet you how hard is that to get? Plus
$5,500.
Damn. And Bruce, the betting bookie, says Chris is correct. So Alvarez wins by technical decision is a +5,500. Damn, I would, yo, that's like, yo, you drop $1,000 and you just like, you could go get like a hoopty and shit. Just buy like a little G-Rob for $5,500. Looks like we got a stranger on the panel here.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion that ever been. There's no one can stop me. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My deception impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up, you
son of a bitch. Yeah, fight week. And I had to step in for my man Triple G because it looked like there was only Canelo on the panel. Y'all forgetting how the fight went down last time. That's what we need to be talking about. How it went down last time and how it might go down this time. And we already know who was the real aggressor. Who was the real aggressor last time?
The bull is always the aggressor. The matador always looks swift.
I mean, he didn't look too swift towards the end when he was just dancing around on his back foot. He wasn't giving me no volume.
As long as he's not getting hit.
I mean, look, that may be it, but you know that this is the problem that keeps occurring. You leave it in the hands of the judges. You know, you're trying not to get hit, but you ain't throwing back. You leave it in the hands of the judges, and then you want to complain about a decision, right? That ain't going to work, man.
I think I was Abel Sanchez doing all the complaining about Canelo running. I mean, you guys are machines, but you can't catch up to some kid running.
He had him on the ropes. You know he did. He had him on the ropes plenty of times. And remember, I
don't remember him being on the ropes. I remember him allowing Canelo out of the corner, not being able to cut off the ring. That's like the talk of the town is Triple G not being able to cut off the ring.
So you don't remember Canelo being on the ropes at all?
Yeah, when he wanted to, when he was looking pretty, you mean?
When he wanted to. You mean when he got hit upside his head with a mean right? Because that's the highlight. The highlight is when he was
rolling and tucking his chin and looking all cute.
He ain't tuck his chin in for nothing on that. When he got hit with a right to the back of his ear. He took some good shots. Look, listen, man. I'm in here just to say that, you know, I'm going for Golovkin on this, but it's not to say that Canelo doesn't have a real chance here. Come on. We're talking about two of the best fighters, middleweight fighters of this era, tap the best of the best, and it was a close fight. But this is a game changer now. Now we got Mr. Triple G not being a gentleman. You got Canelo not being a gentleman. They really not like it. They don't like each other. There's a lot of that.
Canelo was on the ropes because he was comfortable. Triple G was afraid to punch him while he was on the ropes. Like, it was too easy for Canelo. Y'all gotta see this fight is gonna be way different. The confidence level is going to be through the roof now.
Yeah, but what is it?
The swag, bro.
This is going to be the same thing again. What is Canelo going to do? Stand there and fight with Triple G?
No, he's going to box him, bro. The way he slimmed down, and the way he's like telling me like his knee's better, so that's gonna tell me more movement in a fight. And Triple G strictly comes forward. And last fight, he was not cutting the ring over. Like,
so wait a minute, up. Mike. You see him a lot. What you see? You see him more. You know, you see Canelo built more for speed this time around. Is that what you're saying?
Man, he looks a lot leaner. Yes,
he looks a lot leaner. Is that movement. Suspect to you or no?
I see Triple G a lot older this time around.
You see Triple G a lot older.
Yeah, a lot older.
He ain't look old knocking out Vannis Montrose.
Oh, come on, bro.
Selling seashells by the ocean?
Yeah. Shout out to Cash.
Where is he at? Where was he before that?
I'm just saying, man.
Okay.
Triple G is not showing age yet.
Oh, really?
Bro, I wish he was there for that fucking fight.
That's why his last three fights weren't knockout. Unless
what are you talking about? He knocked that out, Vannis Matarosian. Yeah.
If you would have let me finish, I said his last three fights were not knockouts until he plucked someone from a lighter division.
All right. Well, you know, it's not like he fought just anybody's either. Listen,
I'll still give him credit because Jacobs fought 154 pounder moving up in Lewis Cubas Aries, right? And he didn't knock him out, but that doesn't mean anything. I'm just letting you know.
Shout out to Pittsburgh Brew. He brought up a good point that I forgot to mention. And he gassed out. My man Canelo gassed out. Was he too big? Was he too knocked out?
Was and Till didn't get knocked out by the old man.
Listen, we all know how it happened at the end. Triple G had mad gas in him, raised his hands on his own. My man was looking to the stars like, damn, yeah. I just finished this shit.
Bro, your man is mad basic. That's why he lost.
He's mad basic because he lost. What you mean? It was a tie. His record still. Last time I checked, Triple G is undefeated. Canelo got a loss on.
Last time I checked, he did lose because he still got lesser percentage. He's still the B side, and he lost the belt. Everything this time around was worse for him. Only thing he got was a little percentage. Like he got an uptick in percentage, but he's still not 50-50.
Well, of course, we know that Canelo before his Clembuterol scandal was definitely bringing.
Would have won though. If he would have won, he could have argued 50-50, but he didn't win, and that's my point. Regardless of what you think, the outcome was still a draw. He remains where he was at.
So we got a faster Canelo this time around, Mike. What's this gonna do? What's gonna be the difference this time around?
Don't touch
the more movement, man. More movement, man, more movement.
More movement than what he was already.
I doubt it because Canelo, like, he's never been that active. Like, he's always gassed out. We acting like all of a sudden he going to stop gassing.
He's not. Listen, I think that the pressure that he was feeling was really, really, really making him gas out more than usual. Usually Canelo's the one that's a dictator in fights. He's usually the one putting the pressure or letting go. He's not used to this, man, and this guy's coming in a lot meaner this time around. I personally see.
Put your money on then.
I got Triple G, and I'm not saying that he's gonna.
Now though, we just mentioned mad bets. Like you just going straight Triple G. I got Triple G.
Well, nah, I'm not a betting man like that, but I got my money on Triple G. You feel me? That's who I got it on.
Win the straight. Win by decision.
No, unanimous. I don't know if you saw in the chat. I said yeah, unanimous decision.
Okay.
So what different?
Oh, let me tell you, Golovkin wins by unanimous decision, pays you $350. Just saying.
Yeah. Who? If Golovkin wins?
What difference?
Yeah, so you could easily win what? Like, what's that? Like, two something? If you put $50 down?
I mean, no, I don't think that. I mean, who's betting on this fight to stop before the 12th?
What I said it was? 350? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 175.
There you go for $50, baby.
Plus your $50 back, so $225.
Your money back. All together.
Well, they got a Canelo by a KO plus Damn, 800.
Wayne. Look at Wayne talking about Doomsday. I'll put 100 for you. Lying.
It looked like Wayne got Triple G. He got money on Triple G.
Yo, Wayne, your chat money ain't that shit. That's like Monopoly money. Your chat money.
But do me, what is Triple G gonna do different this fight that he didn't do last fight?
All right, check it.
Propel him to a victory.
All right, check it, right? Like,
I'll keep following Canelo around.
I'm not okay. Ness is gonna call it following around. I'm gonna call it beating you all the way home. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna be beating him all the way home because this is a fight that I don't see going all to. Yeah,
but how he beat him all the way home when he was letting him out the corner.
I said this time around he's gonna beat him all the way home.
Game plan, new game.
Yeah, new game plan all the way to the 12th round. He gonna walk him home, beating his ass just like a bully. And what I'm talking about is that Canelo is not going to be able to handle this type of pressure because I believe that Triple G is really going to start getting dirty in there. He's going to use his dirty boxing.
He's start getting older because he's 36 now, right?
Yeah, he's 36. But this guy's lived a disciplined life, bro. Like this month.
Are you with him every day?
Nah, but you check him out. You check him out and you see him, you know, off season or excuse me, not off season, but when he's not fighting, he doesn't blow up. You know,
see what they want you to. Well, I'm not saying.
Yeah, I've seen a few interviews. He goes up.
Papa, you don't know what that gym work like. You don't know what them sparring sessions like. Stop acting like you know.
Listen to me. Yeah, you act like I haven't sparred. Nigga. Stop playing.
Yeah, but you saying that you can't lose rounds off your fucking career from intense sparring. You don't know what that's like to say that you know he's.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you talk to all these top fighters, man. You know they sparring 100 plus rounds for these camps. So, you know, it's just a matter of you know what kind of work you get. And you know how it is, man. Listen, you're gonna take your beatings, and he's been taking punches for a long time. But this guy's, can I say, bro? Kovalev said it best. He has a hard head. Like this motherfucker gets punched.
Well, got a chin, bro. Yeah, that fucking punch. Canelo hit with him. Boy, my God.
Like this guy.
Even though like he rolled with it like just a little bit, that shit still like connected flush, and he still looked at him, came forward.
Said, now check it. Let's talk about a time in the fight that we thought Triple G was hurt when Canelo connected with a left hook, I believe. I don't know if it was a left hook or a right hand, if you guys remember the last fight. And he kind of stumbled back.
Wishing on a star.
Hold that thought.
Yes.
He ain't ready. Is he ready? He ain't got no face.
Damn.
No mic either.
He going. Ready.
I want smoke.
He came in Wizard of Oz style.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Behind the curtain.
But do me though, man. Like you don't. You're telling me that you don't want
unanimous decision money. Do me.
I unanimous decision. That's what I'm getting back for a hundo.
Yeah, plus 350. Uncle Luffy.
I made a promise a long time ago. I wouldn't do this.
No, I hear
not
you.
Do me.
Listen, this is not you really going to put the bet, but like this is a hypothetical bet here. Like, would you take that?
I would. 100. I got 100 push-ups on command.
I got a better bet for you. HBO not really had a whole lot of boxing this year, and next year doesn't seem like they have a whole lot lined up. So would a trilogy with this fight, could it come down to a draw? Plus 1,600.
I mean, listen, this is Triple G's last fight with HBO. I'm pretty sure DAZN or Top Rank will offer him more money. Top Rank might offer him good money to get him on there with Ryota Marota, Toyota Corolla.
Damn.
The guy Rob Brent is fighting, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're coming up pretty soon. Yeah.
Gotcha. Hopefully Brent beats him and stops all that.
Get a WBA regular.
Hey, what's the undercard looking like?
Jaime Munguia, Jaime Munguia, you know versus I mean? Brandon Cook. We got Spike O'Sullivan versus David Lemieux.
Damn, we saw Spike O'Sullivan last time, right? At Vegas for the last one on this.
They saying this fight is a sellout. Fresh BX said that. I don't know about that.
T-Mobile? I mean, it should be.
I mean, we in the building. That's all you need to know. We in the building.
We in the edificio, officially.
So, all right, let's wrap it up, right? I'm picking Canelo.
Canelo.
And Triple G, B. Stop playing.
I'm picking Canelo by decision, too. I need to see what that decision pays. Now, let me see. Unanimous decision pays 4+1. But that unanimous is what again?
All three cards.
350, right?
Damn.
But the one by KO.
Triple G, baby. You
know, I could just put 50 on each of them. Right, I could put 50 on majority, 50 on split, and 50 on unanimous,
or 50 on KO.
Might as well throw a little 50 on KO and shit. He ain't got KO, and then can't nobody.
Yeah, right. All right, we don't know, bro. What about what if he's getting hit so much and the ref has to like step in and like stop it. Like not a KO, but a TKO. Same thing, right?
Damn, Triple G gets TKO.
So you got to take 50 Alvarez wins by KO or unanimous decision, then put the 50 on the split and the majority.
That would be gotcha. Some shit, yo. You just put a thought in my head because
T Bonify said Nez, just take Canelo by decision at +250. Yeah, but decision is only like 205, and he said I said see what I'm saying? I'm telling him dyslexic. I read 12 +250. That says he's +205. But yeah, nah, it ain't the same money, right? Like this is more sexy. That's why that's how they get you with the big numbers. It's like ooh, +425. Come lose your money right here.
Yeah.
All right, let me open up these phone lines. You know the number to call in 1-425-569-5240. Press one time to voice your opinion right here.
Hey, hold on. Before you open up those phone lines, don't we have something like going on Friday and like Saturday of this week at the Canelo Triple G weigh-in and the pre-fight?
I don't know. Doomy, what we got going on?
I believe we're going to be opening up the Beer Hoss, activating the bar. Come check us out for the Triple G versus Canelo fight. We're going to be, asking questions, giving out stuff, going to be interacting with the crowd. It's a very open space. Shout out to Beer Hoss, man. We had a lot of fun that first time go around that we were there, invited there, and we really appreciate the relationship that we've had with them and Shivas. I know that we're going to have a little cup of Shivas. You know what I mean? And we're going to have a lot of fun. Come check us out. Like I said, we're going to be interacting with the crowd. It's going to be really live, good food, a lot of music. And overall, the crowd, man, the first time around was serious. We had 30, I'm talking about like 30 people walking together, you know, cheering for Canelo, had like a mariachi band. I mean, we're talking about really representing for the fighters. Then, you know, Kazakhstan, we're talking about traveling like, what, damn near 17 hours or something like that. I'm talking about like 30, 40 of them too with their flags just representing. It was just so much energy. Good, good, good night of boxing.
We just got this in from the betting bookie. Says, let me see what we got here. Got to close this up. Bang. The betting bookie says 50 on, oh. So he's taking... The bet for you guys to take, what he's recommending is Alvarez wins by 12-round decision +201 versus not Alvarez by 12. It's a prop bet. Mm. And he's also putting Joshua wins by decision at +435. So both of these have to win. He's risking 50 each, but if both win by decision, so this is a two-day bet. That's kind of whack, yo. You got to wait like a whole nother week. But, yo, check the profit if you win, guys. 100 makes you 1,510. That's your mortgage.
Yeah.
For some of us.
That'll be fucked up.
That's pretty cool. 100. That's not bad. Not bad at all. So we're going to open up the phone lines.
Aubrey, open sesame.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to what looks like Brandon in Cincinnati, right? What's going on, brother?
No, it's the Cobra, bro.
Oh, shit.
La Cobra.
That's what I get for not using my list, right? I'm trying to think I'm all cool, memorizing shit. Damn. Anthony, what's up, baby?
No, Cincinnati in the building,
though.
Shit, man. I might have to start looking at these bets, though. Which one of those you said net you 15 fish?
Well, that's only if you do the prop bet, and it's a two-day bet. You got to pick Alvarez by decision and Anthony Joshua by decision.
Nah, I wouldn't even mess with that because somebody get knocked out.
Yeah, I see Joshua stopping Povetkin.
Damn.
Yeah, he's definitely going to stop him. That shit going to be easy. He's going to knock him out in 2 rounds. But, man, this is one of the toughest I'm feeling like Dummy. I might pick with my heart. You know what I mean? But the only thing, you know, I was riding with Triple G for the whole time, like the whole year. I thought he won the fight. I'm picking him for the fight. I want him to win the fight, so I want to pick with my heart. But I mean, Clem Burrell Alvarez. I heard fighters talking about, you know, some of the drugs these guys be taking, and you know, you don't get the benefits really while you're on the drugs. It's when you cycle off the drugs when you get the benefits. So shit, this shit was just 6-7 months ago. Clinello juiced up, man. I think he's gonna win, man. I don't want him to win, but if I had to bet, I'ma bet the younger guy is gonna win. But then again, G gonna come with that pressure this time. I really think he is. It's gonna be a good fight, I hope. So,
real quick, Anthony. So what you're saying is that when you're coming off the drugs, that's when the person who's taking them receives the benefits of it?
Well, you take them in training. We know he's been training for the fight. You take him early part of training, and then once he's getting close to the fight, you cycling out.
Bro, science.
So
now, hasn't he been under testing anyhow? How would he be? I thought that because of the whole.
Tested for this fight last time. Did he not get tested? He wasn't tested for the last fight, or at least not in the United States.
Who are we talking about? Because then he get
Canelo.
How are you not tested and get caught? That makes no sense.
No, I'm saying, you know, for his previous fight.
Yeah, but for this fight, he
hearing something similar to that. Yeah, and then I guess Vada popping this time. But
listen, I think this fight, if you see, look, Mike said it earlier. You know, he's coming in with more speed. He's thinner. I mean, to me, he's not looking as big as he did last fight.
Well, I mean, he said he's going to make it his goal to weigh the same amount that he weighed in last fight. So you guys got to give him at least until Friday before, you know, you go on with your little speculation whirlwinds about how he doesn't look the same. Your eyes can't weight. You know what I mean?
No, he could just have an ill-ass rehydration schedule. Like, you know what I mean? So who knows?
Well, that and the fact that your eyes just can't account for weight. Like, I could look at you and be like, damn, you look like you 180 and you fucking 204. Like, it don't work that way.
Definitely not the first pick of figuring out weight, yeah.
Let's go to Gary in Texas. Gary getting in trouble.
Gary getting his ass chewed out.
Gary, you ain't going to Vegas.
Are you fucking that bitch, Gary? Well, I told you about fucking the bitch, Gary.
Oh, man. I'm going to let him live. Peace, Gary. Hold it down. Joshua, talk to me.
Let me follow this.
Joshua.
Hello?
What's up, brother?
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had to put
my loud and clear.
My prediction. Well, obviously Canelo will win because we know Canelo come with a judge every fight. Every time a big fight he has, he always got some type of judge in his favor. I'll pick him to win by decision in a fight being similar to what it was last time.
But hold on, Gary. Hold on. Don't you think that the judges would be under more scrutiny to, like, I'm sorry, Joshua. Don't you feel like the judges would be under more scrutiny to, like, call the fight in favor of Triple G since they felt like Triple G last? Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, because every time Canelo fights, even in the Lara fight, and all his fights was controversial, it was close. He always got a judge in his back pocket. Every score call always comes back crazy, even from the Mayweather fight. In all his big fights, there's always a judge that turns into a crazy-ass score call. Like I said, my fight prediction is I want Triple G to knock Canelo out, but it probably won't happen unless Golovkin come with something extra. However, Canelo will gas out because he always gas out in fights. And the cut weight, he just cut weight so he can move around quicker and get away from it. And he's going to pretty much do the same thing. Canelo don't have the ability to knock out Golovkin. If he did, it had been shown in the first fight. He's going to get tired. He's going to deal with the pressure, moving around. He's going to be moving again. That's why he cut weight. as far as the last caller where he's talking about clopidogrel and the drug, I do know this. Drugs, just because you don't test positive for something doesn't mean you still have the same effects of the drug. People take drugs to cheat to give their body an enhancement. Whatever Canelo was cheating with when he got caught and he was trying to clean it up and what have you and then lied about the meat shit, it's still in his body and it's working and it shows from how his muscle, how he toned it in and what have you, because Canelo never had this type of body.
What are you guys talking about? Have you ever seen a person on steroids versus them, that same person off steroids? Come on, bro. Like, these people look totally different once they get off steroids.
Wait, what's your name?
I'm Mike, bro. Nice to meet you.
Mike, you had your time to talk. And I, don't
I like this nigga. I like Joshua.
My point right now. I'm speaking my point right now. Canelo Alvarez is a fucking cheater, and that's just what it is. You call it hate all you want. This, his book is written already. Every time he have a big fight, is a crooked judge. He got caught for cheating. So I'm not going to support him. He's a cheater, and I know he's cheating. That's my call.
Don't run. Don't hold on. Hold on. Let me talk to you. Don't run from me, baby. No, I'm just fucking with you.
I'm still here.
I know, Joshua. I don't want no smoke with you, bro.
What's your name?
You sound like you're having a bad day, man. Joshua, what's your name? Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Joshua got me over here. She's kind of shook. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Mike. Yeah, my name Mike. Yeah.
He's at, fucking with you. You talked already. Eric Cruz in Texas. Super chat champ. What up?
Hey, what up? What up, guys? What's up, Ness? What's up, Doomsday? And who do we have else on the line? We got Lady Bud on the line.
Ah!
Oh, they coming for me today. They coming for me. Okay. What's going on, big dog? What's going on?
That Lady Bud stuck with you, bro.
It is what it is, man.
What's going on, brother? Just excited, man. Just excited to meet you guys tomorrow. I mean, yeah, probably tomorrow, Friday in Vegas. Because I'm going to be out there. But I was just calling in to make my pick. You know, of course, I'm going to go for Triple G. I'm a big fan of Triple G, so I might be a little bit biased in that regard. But, yeah, I got Triple G winning for sure.
Give that man several coins right now.
I can say one thing. When you guys come up with fucking nicknames, them some bitches stick. AJ Protectors, Matt Stats, I mean, fucking Lady Bud. This shit is crazy.
Yeah, the Lady Bud, hey, that was creative.
Line, Ness, before I get off the line, let me talk about the pay-per-view price. It's actually $89 for HD, and Tecate has like a special that if you buy two 12-packs, you can get like $40 off the pay-per-view. So that would be like $49 for a pay-per-view, which isn't bad with all the fights that they're giving away.
Oh, that's dope. Wow. Get some packs, beer. Right? You know you're going to get some beers anyway, right? So
might as well make it Demi Tecate.
Yeah, I never had
that. Yeah, so there you go. That's a freebie right there, man.
But I guess I could try. I mean, I ain't buying it this time around anyway. I'm going to be out there, so. But that's good for those that don't know. I mean, shit, you get some free beer, basically, is you know, because you're going to get the discount, the rebate.
That's official.
Cruz, exactly. Thanks for calling in. We're going out to Miami. Hurricane Ray, what up?
Yo, what's good, Ness? What's good, Dooney? What's good, Mike?
Yo. El Huracan.
Gentlemen, that's what's up, man. I think what these gentlemen are trying to say when they try to explain about somebody using PEDs and the thresholds that they achieve from somebody that never used PEDs, those are the benefits, actually. So when you're a PED user, you achieve points or a peak in your body that somebody that never took PEDs will never achieve. So that's why he's looking the way that he's looking. With that being said, you know I'm a big Triple G fan. I want him to win this fight. But honestly, the way that Canelo's looking, moving, man, I think I'm leaning towards Canelo plus the youth, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if it was just me, but you guys seen Triple G, man. He looks a little drained for this fight. He looks tired, man. I don't know. Maybe it's the age. Maybe it's the
shot. He's tired of waiting, Huracan. That's what it is.
To be honest, he looks no different to me. And the worst Triple G that I've seen was the weigh-in before the Kell Brook. I think he was, like, sick or something. But he looks way better than he did when he fought Kell Brook. So Look the same.
So, Hurricane, what did you see something in recent videos maybe of Canelo training that might have told you, like, damn, man, Triple G's in trouble? Like, is that what happened?
Well, just the way he's moving. He's
fast, huh?
I predict he's moving pretty fast. You know, his footwork has gotten better throughout the years. You can't disregard that. Like, look, dude, I'm not the Canelo fanboy. I'm actually, if anybody, I'm a Triple G fanboy, and I'm just being a realist, man. This kid is moving fast. He's moving strong, and it's starting to resemble kind of like a Ward Kovalev with minus the drop down, and this might be where the European meets their match. You know, Europeans always don't ever come up big in big fights unless they're fighting other Europeans. And that's just the real, that's just the pedigree that the Mexican brings. And I think Age is going to catch up to Triple G. And that's what De La Hoya waited for, and that's what he got. So hopefully Canelo's able to steal the deal. And hopefully, if not, maybe Triple G gets a knockdown. But I don't think so.
So what do you think? If Canelo walks him home then? Canelo walks a Triple G home on a unanimous decision, split decision? How are you seeing this end?
I think he gets him to the body. I think he stops him to the body somewhere along the fight, and that'll be it.
All right. So you got Canelo. I got you down on the list.
No, I got Triple G.
You got Triple G.
He changing.
That's it. I'm gonna call you S double. Switching.
That's my yo Ness. Hey.
Yo.
Hey yo Ness.
Yo.
What's good, man? What you flying on over there?
I got some original glue. I got some original glue for.
What's up, man? You gotta hit a little bit of that live resume before you go into that fight, get real lit.
Yeah, we're going to be in Vegas, man. And Vegas is like a candy store.
What is it?
Hollywood, man. That's my boy right there, Hollywood. I'm calling you Hollywood.
Hollywood.
All right, my brother.
Yo, Hurricane Ray is like the Miami ambassador, baby. I get down to Miami, he takes care of everything. He knows everybody, you know, and everything is good. Shout out to Hurricane Ray. Let's get out to, we got a new caller from Chicago. Never called in, or new number, 773-876. Who's this? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo, what's up, man? This is Caesar from Chicago. I'm a long-time listener.
Caesar.
Been listening to your podcast since, like...
Uh-oh.
You there?
Yeah, we hear you, brother.
Yeah, I'm right here. All right, man. Long-time listener from your Mikla days, bro.
Oh, nice.
I used to have, like, that one Zalk. Yeah, man.
Cutting out a little bit.
I got Canelo on this one. First one I thought he lost, but this one he'll definitely take it home for sure.
He's taking it home. How's he taking it home?
He's gonna take that home by his boxing ability, man. He's improving. You know, I think
Triple G. Keep hearing that.
This is as best as he's always gonna have. Triple G's not gonna get better anymore. He's training. He could run 20 miles a day. He's gonna be the same Triple G day in day out. Canelo seems to be improving, so. That's why it gives me the indication I'll go with, you know, his little redhead. Like Ann Wolf said, that little redhead motherfucker can fight.
All right. Putting you down.
So I got that.
Canelo. And,
definitely. Put me down for that. And I just want to give a quick shout out to all the scientists calling in about PEDs, man. They're funny, dude.
Thank you.
I love it.
Shout out to all of them. Definitely, man. These motherfuckers got PhDs and shit looking at all these photos zooming in and shit. Man, they're funny.
Yo, Triple G's funnier, though, man. Right? Triple G's funnier. He's talking about, I seen injection marks. I just read the headline. I didn't even want to
see it. Get out of here.
I didn't even get a whiff of that.
That was the headline. I didn't even click it because I'm like, I'm not going to do it. Like, I don't even care.
Wow. You know,
Triple G literally probably spends in his boxing camp, Triple G's probably like looking at all the little fan-made YouTube videos. Like, I told you, Abel, look. That's probably what he's doing, man. He's looking at all those
injection marks.
Little scientists, bro, and he's spreading them out.
So where did he see this injection mark? You should have clicked on that.
And what people don't
it's a Fight Hub video. It's out there. I didn't click it though. I refuse.
Like, the biggest variable people should take into consideration, Canelo's only 28 years old, and he's been in there with far better competition than Triple G has. So with his boxing ability and the things that he's learned from the last fight, I just see this fight being an easier fight for Canelo than Triple G.
Oh, you can't fly domestically with liquor?
I don't think. I think you could in your carry-on or no?
I don't think so. Daniel tried to bring some liquor from Vegas over here, and it was like, no, oh. But he tried to bring a whole fucking case.
He probably went over
in his carry-on, or did he put the, like, in his, like, stowaway?
I'm thinking I should bring these bottles of Shivas with us. Like, I don't drink alone.
And your watch color, like, shit. I'm
pretty sure we could do one, in the undercarriage.
Yeah, I done put all kind of shit.
I know international. International is where you got to go through the duty-free.
And y'all flying out of like New Jersey, so y'all got a bigger airport than we have here. So
where are you from? State, baby.
Indianapolis. It's like
You fly tomorrow?
I fly like 6:55.
Yeah,
I'll be there at 7:55.
Oh damn, you're gonna be there an hour before me, I think. That's cool. 8:53.
I got some partners already down there, bro. My homie down there already. So shit, I'll be probably at the hotel or some shit.
Cool.
Or do I need you?
To the
hotel.
Nah. You should, if you laying that far ahead of me, you should just go ahead and grab up that first round of bud. So when I land, it's something already.
I got you. Yeah.
Don't let a nigga land dry. You feel me? Has something.
You a real smoker, bro. You just like me, bro. You a real goddamn smoker.
No, me and Doomy gonna take me to the airport in my car. I'm gonna smoke on my way there. Then. Normally, when he don't fly with me, he picks me up in my car and brings an L, you know what I'm saying? Or vice versa.
Word up.
I don't know. What you going to do? You're going to just park it and then leave, have your girl pick? Cause
yeah, my girl probably just, drop me off and then come back. Hey, I got to, I got to get all that info, man. I don't even know what's going on right now.
I got to get with Enrique to get the itinerary, but I could probably do it to you. Let me get it to what we got. We got my man in California, the one that if there is a show, he has to be on, or there is not one without him on.
This dude said,
this portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Ain't no show without info. Joe, what's good, baby?
In the building, man. LA in the house, man. What's up, fellas? Hey, man, I wish I could join y'all down there, man. Whoever ain't ever been to the live show, man, if you can make it down there, man, that's in the whole TVB crew.
Hey, Joe, man, you better get in the car with Fern Gully. He said he coming. You can roll.
He said he coming? Yeah. Oh, I'm getting him up there. I might just do that for real.
Dog, you got to carpool it, man. And that's a smoker's car, too. You'll be, man, two CDs and you in here. Well, damn, I said CDs. Two digital CDs and you be in Vegas. Chill.
I'm going to hit him up, man. Him up because I got a cousin that lives down here. Actually, a lot of family members down
here. Bro, you hella good.
Anyway, I might just do that, Ness. Don't be surprised, man.
Wow.
Don't be surprised. Hey, you know what's the trip, man? You know, I asked about like 15 Mexicans, man, right? And only about 5 are picking Canelo. Is he losing his?
Yeah, they mad at him. They mad at him. But we talked about that on the Keith Thurman show earlier today. Like, boxing fans are fickle. The minute Canelo knocked Triple G out, everybody gonna be right back on his dick.
What they mad at him for?
What you mean with they mad? Because he ain't knockout Triple G. He ducked Triple G for 3 fights, and he tested positive.
They know all that damn meat down there. It goddamn got Clint Buterol in it. Come on.
Nah, bro. We got a couple of fighters that actually came out.
All the other Mexicans out there not getting Clint Buterol disease. But this,
what's that fighter's name?
We ain't testing everybody now.
He said, I don't, I eat it. I don't inject it. Like,
Yeah, they everybody wow. taking shots at him.
Taking shots at my man. It's all right, though. He's going to have to – the only way he's going to redeem himself from this is knocking Triple G out, and I don't see it happening at all.
Nah.
Do you feel like Canelo's being – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead, brother.
I was just gonna say, do we feel like Canelo is being like disrespected, like by the? I mean, not disrespect. Well, disrespected by people and not given the benefit of the doubt because he's been tested numerous of times and only been like caught one time.
Oh, you only need to get caught one time,
and not even caught. He said it was a slippage, and they said with the levels in it that it wasn't
catch you cheating. Do it matter if it's one time?
What if I only put my Demi dickhead in? I was like, oh no, bad thing.
And do it matter?
I left.
Do it matter? You slipped and fell in a pussy. You still get in trouble, motherfucker. That shit don't matter.
Yo. Hey,
Joe. I hear it's gonna be a hot weekend too, Joe. And you see how LA was. You see how LA was.
It's gonna be lit in Vegas, man.
Let me in on the inside joke. What does hot have to do with anything?
I mean, it's always better weather.
Oh, it's going to be ladies.
When the weather's good, the outfits is even better. But when if you got bad weather, you ain't chilling. You got to have that
good outfits weather. Better, huh?
Ass out everywhere.
And listen, you got to have that good weather if you want pool parties. Like, you know, yeah. Yo, fam, we at the park. I'm trying to jump in the pool.
Word. Hey, I thought Triple G did win the last fight. I thought he edged it out, but I picked Canelo the first time, and I think I'm going to roll with Canelo again. Only thing I'm asking for, I'm going with Canelo split decision. Only thing I'm asking for is a decisive winner. I don't want us coming back for another draw, and we're going to have a third round of this bullshit.
Joe, that Canelo split decision paying plus 570, man. That's probably worth at least throwing $10 down.
Yeah, you're right, brother. You're right. If I make it down there for sure, I'm gonna do it.
Plus 570 on
the y'all split have decision. A safe trip, man. Coming from back east, man. And hopefully I see y'all down there, man.
All right. Joe, thanks for calling. He's my boxing
brother.
All right, info.
Let me get out to Ali and Dago, Cali to Cali.
You are live. Ali Kumbaye. Thank God that
nigga seen another day. What's up, TBV? How y'all doing, man? How's everybody doing?
What up?
Chill.
What's up with? All right, man. Look, I got Canelo knocking old man Triple G out. Y'all heard it here first. Hold on. Canelo by six round serious? Knockout.
You serious?
Yes, I'm very serious. Vonnez Matarossian hurt Triple G. Everybody don't want to talk about that. He had him looking all funny with that weird face he be making. Canelo,
hit him again with that.
Got to stop him, man. Wow. Canelo got to stop it, and I'm going with what's homeboy's name? Sullivan. I got him beating Lemieux. Yeah, and that's my call by some voice.
All right, Ali. Yeah. And listen. Canelo by stoppage. Where is that at? That's like big money right there. Big money talk.
Man, check that out because that's not happening.
I got it. Hey, Bruce, send me that Canelo by stoppage because I only see KO and wins by unanimous decision and KO.
That must have the highest payback.
I mean, I'm sure he sent it to me, but it's just so many. You feel me?
Yo, Spike and Lemieux is going to be a good one, man. Shit. That's going to be a fucking phone booth fight.
What's the odds on that, Bruce? That's probably where the money's at.
Stoppage was 850
for stoppage for Canelo.
Mm.
Yo, Alvarez wins, period, is a plus 142. Like, yo, we got to make that money. Inside the distance, Bruce says. Let me see what that's looking at. What that's looking at, Brucey. Inside the I got to look it up as inside the distance. Thanks for doing the hard work, Bruce. Where is it? Alvarez.
Plus 850.
Yeah, 850.
Listen,
Ali, you can't be going around saying you're going to pick Alvarez by stoppage and not at least put $10 on that.
I am, bro.
Not you. You ain't Ali. Ali from Django. Yo, Ronnie Ron. And he's dropped off again. All right. So we're going to go ahead and do this one then. Oh, actually, we got to get out to Jason on Skype. What up, Jason? Talk to us.
What's up, boy?
Cheers.
Man, yo. I'm gonna ask y'all one quick question before I give my prediction. It's going to be about the PEDs. Do y'all agree that he was actually taking PEDs? Do y'all really think it's detaining me? I just want to ask y'all.
You get personal, real opinion?
I don't even know what to believe, man. You know what I'm saying? I you know me, man. I don't even like reporting on that shit.
True. So I got so two no comments, and what's up with Mike?
Man, to me, my personal opinion, I don't think Canelo is a cheater. I just don't.
All right, so two no comments, and then a no, you don't think Canelo was doing it. All right, so to my prediction, man, I really believe that, me personally, I believe Canelo was doing something. I feel that a lot of fighters at the top, I would say definitely over 50, 60% of them, are doing something to enhance their skills or enhance their endurance and shit like that. So
Let me ask you one question, though.
Go ahead.
Why do it for Triple G and not do it for Mayweather?
Who's to say that he didn't do it for Mayweather? He just didn't get caught. So
you don't think Mayweather had the test in place for that particular fight? Because we all know Mayweather was a big proponent of drug testing.
I'm going to tell you something myself, as far as Mayweather and all that, and all the testing shit. I felt at some point in time in Mayweather's career, he was dabbling in it. You know, so I don't think anybody's above reproach but on that PED stuff. But I just kind of wanted to get y'all a good feel for where y'all mind was at on it. But, you know, to my prediction, real quick, fast in a hurry. First fight, Triple G started off tentative. It wasn't anything that Canelo was doing per se, but Triple G, I think the moment was kind of getting at him a little bit for the first two or three rounds. So he started off very slow. So then when he kind of got into the fight, you notice Canelo started, you know, as he always does, gets tired a little bit in the middle of the fight. Just like Kovalev couldn't change his stamina conditioning like in one training camp, Canelo's not going to change his stamina condition in one training camp either. So Canelo is going to have that lull in the fight where he gets a little tired. Triple G is going to keep going like a train. So all these people picking Canelo because he got more tools in his belt.
That train ain't do shit last time.
They you know what they're saying right now? They're saying that he's looking real fast, that he's moving and grooving and all that good stuff, and that Triple G's the old man.
That ain't do nothing last time when he got tired.
That train had Canelo touching all four of the posts for the whole round. Stop it. Stop it, Ness. But anyways, Triple G gonna win. He's gonna want to split the season.
If that train had
him man some coins. All
four corners of the post, we wouldn't be having this fight. It would have been a decisive win.
He had him on a rope.
But that's why everybody said he got robbed, though. Everybody said he got robbed.
Rob.
Triple G, bro.
How is it gonna be a robbery when so many people be saying they had Canelo winning, others be saying they had Triple G winning? No way. But anyway. What do we got? Well, Mike. Oh, Mike! I thought you fell off, Mike.
Damn!
They dropping off.
Call them so dropping them.
Like we got Ron, our co-host. Ron, what's up, bro? You can't get a good internet connection.
Can you hear me? Or is it so shitty?
Oh, we hear you.
Call him the cab driver. The way he's dropping them off.
Yo, I'm stuck in this California traffic, man. No matter when I try to get home, when one person mess up and get in an accident, we all gotta suffer.
Damn, that is so true.
It's just bad out here. But I just want to throw my pick in. You know, you guys had your analysis, so I'm gonna pick Canelo. That's who I'm leading towards. But it's not because of the speed. It's not because, you know, he's going, you know, do something different. I think that something about Triple G is going to get secretly exploited in this match. And I think that if Triple G does win this fight, it's going to have to be with body shots. He's going to have to throw a lot of body shots to make up for it. I think it's going to be a battle of body shots. I don't think Canelo's going to do anything different. He might have a little bit better stamina, but I think this is going to be something with body shots in this fight. Because Canelo was doing some good body work, but I feel like there was a lot of things he was learning for the first time being 160 pounds. You know, he was learning how to, you know, move that weight. And I think that that's really what it is. And the speed and all that stuff is really not going to be the difference. I think he's just going to have a better, smart placement of punching. And I think that the body punching is going to be a big part on either order. You know, Triple G threw like less than 10 body punches. If he threw more body punches and took the risk, if he took a risk, that's going to be Triple G's downfall. I don't think he's going to take that risk, but if he does, then we're going to have a really, really, really good fight. But if he takes that risk, goes to the body, is not afraid to get countered, then, you know, then things can get interesting. But I'm going to have it with Canelo because he's a younger, fresher fighter. You can see he always ups his game every time he fights someone, even when people thought he lost to Lara, even when he lost to Mayweather. He's always upped his game. You got to give him props. And Triple G, I don't think he's an old, diminished fighter, but the opposition is so much better that he's fighting. That's why he looks like this.
That's what I said.
He's smaller, better fighter. Danny Jacobs, I thought Danny Jacobs won. Better fighter, you know? What were you going to say, Dune?
I was going to ask, stoppage or decision?
Decision, but if it gets stopped, it's clearly a body shot. I think there might be a knockdown in the fight, and it's going to be a late round body shot. And then I think there's going to be a lot of heart in this fight because it's personal. I don't think anyone wants to quit in this fight. So I think someone will get knocked down, but they're going to tough it out to a tough decision. And I'm going to give it to Canelo. And also talk about that drug testing with you, Mike. I'm not like a big drug testing fanatic and stuff like that, but I believe Mayweather was using USADA. And body testing, they do things a little bit different because they look at testosterone differences in USADA testing. So there's a higher chance that even if he was maybe on drugs or if he was taking any type of performance enhancement, it would have to be an unbalanced testosterone level in those times when they were using USADA. So it was really hard to kind of evaluate who was cheating or not. That's why everyone's enrolling to VADA. That's why everyone's promoting VADA drug testing, because it's cheaper, they catch more people, there's newer technology. So it's really hard to differentiate those type of USADA testing with VADA testing now. And that's why a lot of people call USADA kind of a joke, you know. But that's my opinion, man. I think it'll be a good fight, though, man. I really think there's going to be a body shot knockdown. But I'll leave it at that. I'll let you guys.
Ron, when you get into town?
Woo! Early as hell, man. I wish I knew. I'm there like 8.
Yeah, seven, we're all there in the morning. We're all there at that time. Calm down, buddy. What you get there tomorrow, right?
No, I know you guys fly from the East Coast. You said what?
You get there tomorrow?
Yeah. In the morning.
Yeah, we're all there. So just call Mike or myself. We'll all be there. You're driving in or you're flying in? You're flying in, right?
Yeah, I'm flying.
Damn, who's got the car? We're all gonna have to fucking
with that bitch.
I'm gonna have to call somebody.
You have to.
Nah, I got a few people in the city of sin.
Y'all know what happened last time. Y'all had to rent a car.
Oh my god, I haven't even dealt with that. I'm waiting for my insurance to call me.
Have you kept trying to reach back out to them, the people with the rental car sponsor?
Nah.
Great call, Ron. Hey. Great call, Ron.
Now, do me.
Huh?
Time you get into town.
Time I'm getting into town. I got to check with the cash mask because, you know, I'm getting in a day later. Got a very important day before. So
got his Beltron going on.
You know, I got my Beltron going on. If everything goes, you know, well, which I know it will, I'm knocking on Robbie's door. That's right. I'm going to be knocking on Robbie's door.
Coming to get some white collar boxing.
I'm out there. I'm going to go check out Tyson Fury. Hey.
Whoa. You going to the UK?
Hell yeah.
My God, do me.
Shit, if everything's all right, everything's going to be all right. I'll be out there, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
but I'll be there for what? 14th or the 3rd? Tomorrow's the 13th, right?
Yeah, Friday the 14th.
So yeah, I'll be there. Damn. I'll be there Saturday morning early.
Are you be there Saturday morning?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Call me. Yeah, so we're going to have fun with Doomy's room.
I'm thinking about bringing a belly pad. I don't know if you've been seeing me on the chat. I wanted to bring a belly pad, give some people a
belly pad. No.
Glove. Oh, boxing pad. Okay. Boxing pad. Okay.
Yeah, do a couple of little fun stuff, you know, interact with the crowd a little bit.
Stuck in here. Lucky he's an alumni. Gary, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, TVB?
Boy, you was getting chewed out, Gary, for like a second there.
I know. Your wife was upset.
All right, no, you guys lynching me. My bad. Yeah, I just want to get my prediction in real quick. I want to take Triple G, late stoppage. I think Canelo's Mexican heart's going to get a little too big for his own good, and he's going to get caught in one too many exchanges, and Triple G's going to stop him late. I don't think you guys are making a big enough deal about the fact that he's not on Sandero anymore, right? So when he was on the Miracle Draft, he fought Triple G to a draw. We've seen this in other sports, football. When these guys get caught and they have to go clean afterwards, they're never as good. Like, I don't know why you guys don't think that, like, that's a serious thing that can happen to Canelo. If he was on Canelo and only fought Triple G to a draw the first time, does he stand the reason he's not going to do as good without the choice?
Yo, since you believe that he was on Canelo and that's why Golovkin's going to stop him now because he's a lesser man,
yeah.
You should be picking like stoppage, putting a little money on
stoppage.
It. I know you did, but you should be putting a little money on that. Golovkin What is it? Alvarez? No, that's not it. Boom, boom, boom.
Inside the distance, Golovkin inside the distance.
But I had it up. It's pretty. It pays out pretty well, though.
I thought like four or maybe three something for No, it was 240 for a Triple G stoppage.
Nice.
Still good for some solid money. That's almost 2.5 to 1.
Yep. 100 will get you 240 plus 100 back.
And what side are you looking at? Because I'm about to take advantage of that. So I like that. 2.5 to 1 for stoppage.
Dude, if you could pick the round, it's even more money, obviously, but man. Like real good money.
Well, what is it that means it's not an open round play?
You're breaking up.
Between the ninth and the tenth, like whatever round paid better, I would just put the money on that round, ninth or tenth, or bet both of them. You know what I'm saying? He never got caught before. Have you guys ever got a speeding ticket? Have you ever, got a DWI? Was it the first time you ever did it, or was it just the first time you got caught?
Damn, look at that prop bet. Golovkin wins in rounds 9 through 12 plus 9-10.
Damn.
They're trying to make you rich this weekend.
What about Canelo 9 through 12? Do you have that one up?
Yeah. He sent me that. But it's better to pick those rounds.
I'm saying.
Canelo Alvarez, right? If he wins in rounds 5 through 8, plus 2415, my nigga, you drop a hundo, you leaving out of there with 4 hookers and 5
STDs too. Shit. For real. But
let me tell you something. They say the hookers in Las Vegas are the cleanest.
I bet it's fucking legal.
I don't know who they is. I'm just making it up as I go.
I mean, I would hope for a state that has legalized prostitution. They have like some kind of
our radio airwaves open for hooker sponsorships. You never know.
Oh my god!
Might be a lucrative service right there.
Let's Let's go out.
Anytime your boxer come to the city, we have an escort waiting for you from the airport to your room.
Anytime the boxer hits the city, we can escort you and escort you.
Yeah, sound like a 3 in the morning ad.
Well, Zazy, talk to us.
Yo, this fight don't feel like that. Spent that Garcia Porter, like we don't know what's gonna come next. Like we always was looking at what's next. I just don't know at middleweight. Like I don't think none of them want no smoke with Jamal Charlo. They want to freeze him out, and he on the other side of the street, capable of being
on it. Out.
Oh, Danny Jacobs, I think he finna get smacked up by Derevchenko like he got smacked up in his last fight. But HBO probably give him another decision. I just don't feel it right now. I don't feel it. Canelo ain't got no excuses. I'm going with him. But he's an almost-ass nigga like I called Danny Jacobs. He can't do nothing in his life full and get it out the way and be like, I won that fully. He can't do that. He barely ever does that. Only did that with old-ass Cotto, but I'm hoping he can do that with old-ass Golovkin. Old-ass Golovkin was saying he couldn't throw no body shots last time. Well, he a whole year older this time, so maybe he can't throw none this time. So you ain't got no excuse. He can only hit about 25% of you. You duck some head shots, clap his body, clap his old-ass, hopefully make him quit. So I'm going to go with Canelo on the – I'm going to go with Canelo on the quit in the corner. So I'm gonna, and he ain't going to come out the corner. Ain't going to be no need – if Canelo on his young man shit.
So you gonna put that money on them Vegas odds then? That's what you're
gonna hire him.
It's just coming from the mouth, not the pocket.
No mas. I'm tired. I'm done.
Push up with y'all, man.
Finito. I don't want no more.
It ain't going on their pay-per-view, so it's okay. It's all right. I'm good on this one. I'm not buying the pay-per-view nor gambling, so I'm all good. But I hope Canelo finally do something with his life, because he be sitting on all these pound for pound lists, but you ain't even got a better win than Sean Porter, baby. You don't. Like, what? Why the hell you on all these lists just because you got in the ring and said, I almost did it. This ain't no almost ass grenade shit. This boxing, you get the job done or you get forgot about or we quit paying for you. You know what I'm saying? So let's see him turn this shit up versus this old ass man he fighting. And go
for him. Triple G quitting on his stool, huh?
Retired.
He got no choice. He better win it clearly.
Oh, man.
Canelo. That's my call.
I can tell that man dude had passion. He was smacking the desk and everything.
You know what I keep hearing, though? I keep hearing this. Triple G's an old man. He's an old man.
Yeah, you wasn't not there for the fight chat.
But people are throwing.
If you were there for that live fight chat that we had, like the recap, man, you would have seen like Triple G just look old, bro.
Why do me acting like
nah? Look, listen to me. He look old. Why? Because he was getting hit by Canelo.
No, he's just slower, bro. He's slower. You land Saturday. Ain't nothing to discuss.
Couldn't do nothing. All that punching, all them landing. Didn't do nothing. He kept coming through like a steamroller. No, but
Canelo isn't the one known as this knockout machine. That's Triple G's role, and he's the one that didn't do nothing. Remember?
We're gonna get a chance to talk some more on this as we lead up to the fight.
Future, present, past doesn't matter. Helps with the visibility of the show. So if you want to help your favorite show grow, you should hit the thumbs up. You already know. Head on over to patreon.com/ The Boxing Voice and be part of the movement. If you want to catch this show we're doing live, sponsored by Chivas, we're going to be doing literally three shows, one before the weigh-in, one after the weigh-in, and one before the fight. All three live stream via three live stream cameras. It's going to be something epic. So if you can't make it out to Las Vegas for the festivities of Canelo Triple G, the rematch, and TBV Chivas live fight show, definitely check us out right here at youtube.com/ The Boxing Voice. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We will have a dedicated hardline, okay? We're going to have a dedicated hardline. We're going to have a bunch of fucking megabytes per second for us. So our stream will be phenomenal, I'm hoping. And you can catch the activity and the women right there because we're going to be panning. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, join us, man. Join us and tell a friend to tell a friend. I'm telling you, we got to get these subscribers up. We're working hard. We're trying to reach 100K before today is up. That's Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NSGGL.
Beep. Find me on IG at Grass1911. I'm expecting fireworks this weekend from Canelo and Triple G. I got Canelo winning, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking forward to a fantastic weekend. Looking forward to meeting all the co-hosts, you know what I'm saying? It'll be the first time that I met everybody, so looking forward to that. And looking forward to Las Vegas.
Looking forward to smoking all that buzz.
All that loud.
Don't offer me no drinks. I'll take pre-rolls.
Just all loud.
They even deliver it, so you don't got to feel modest. You can just have them deliver it to me. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Come check us out. And for all of those that already got their tickets, or they're going to be in that area.
We're doing autograph glove giveaways. We're going doing T-shirt swag giveaways. Yo, come check us.
And
you know what? I would even let y'all take a picture with me, and I won't charge you. How about that?
There you go. All done.
It's gonna be an exciting next couple of days. I know people are still gonna be talking about it. Everybody's rooting for their champ, Las Vegas. We're gonna be in Beer Haas. Come check us out right across from the T-Mobile Arena. We're gonna be activating the Beer Haas bar, open area, a lot of fun. It's a real chill area. Great drinks. Shout out to Shivers. We're gonna be
Shivers. Fresh BX said I'm an addict. Yo, that's what they say about people who drink all day. You know what I'm saying? So, like, whatever, B, you know?
And Wayne, man, you talk all that shit, bro. Call in. Shut me up like old boy did a while ago.
Wayne don't talk. He has no voice.
What them do to Wayne?
Yo.
I can respect the guy who called earlier. Like, hey, what's your name, Mike? Well, it's my time. I can respect that. But Wayne, you in the chat just talking? Just talking? Come on, bro. Talk to me. Call me in. I want to hear your voice.
He's not talking. He's typing.
Well, you know. That's what the fingers are.
That's right. That's all he is.
You two fingers.
Yo, but we out. Peace.
Peace.